big dog hunt. Yeah, then the big dog hunt. Joe Stasiak still in the house. It's 10 o'clock. I'm here till midnight. Devon Givens. We're going to say goodbye to him. Great job, as always, to my man D-Train. Talking hoops, talking Sixers, throwing in a little Eagles, sprinkling a little football in your bye week. We're going to do some of that tonight. We'll also continue the Sixers talk. They get set to play the Detroit Pistons tomorrow, an afternoon game, 1 o'clock start, and then a 6 o'clock start with the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday. They're coming off a big win over the Clip Joint. The other night, we're talking about a team that's has failed expectations so far, but it's only 9 games in. I get all that. I like the question Devon threw out, courtesy of a good friend of his. He's disappointed, talking about his friend, in Brett Brown, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Markelle Fultz because of their lack of development. They've all been a disappointment so far this year. Is that true? Do you believe in that? Do you agree with that? I think collectively, because my question was individually or collectively? And Devon said it was individually. Okay, collectively, yes, I'm disappointed. Individually, it is what it is, all right? You know, you make up a whole with your individuals, and their individuals haven't done a good job of that this year, but they are who they are, and they are what they are. They lost 2 shooters in Bellinelli and Ilyasova. They haven't replaced them. Markelle Fultz, we still don't know what he is or what he's going to be. You know, Ben Simmons is still flawed, although a superstar, and Joel Embiid is a flat-out superstar. So they have that going for them, but basically that's it. There's your team right there, and a little bit of J.J. Redick. Throw him in the mix. You know, forget about Robert Covington. You know, forget about Mike Muscala. Forget about Zaire Smith. Forget about who else we want to talk about coming off the bench. You know, Dario Saric. The team is Embiid and Simmons right now, and they're trying to get it to be a triumvirate with Markelle Fultz in the mix, all right? That would be the triumvirate, the foundation of this team. That's what it should have been. That's what they want it to be. That's what it could have been. It still could be going forward if Markelle Fultz turns into what he probably isn't going to turn into, but probably what he should have turned into, a transcendent player as well. Then this team would be cooking. So Markelle Fultz, in my opinion, is the reason why you can't put this team in the same conversation as the Milwaukee Bucks, as the Toronto Raptors. Of course, the Boston Celtics can't do it, and it's because of Markelle Fultz. Now, that might be tough to come down on Markelle Fultz, but I guess I should say it's the pick that became Markelle Fultz is the reason that they are not where they are, because Markelle Fultz did not live up to that pick for whatever reason. For whatever reason. So they are what they are because of that. Forget about everyone else. Forget about Robert Covington and Dario Saric. Saric, although he's been disappointing, all right, this team would be better if he was playing better, believe me. All right, but he's not one of the main pieces of this team. Really comes down to 3 guys, 4. Let's say 4, because we'll throw J.J. Redick in the mix. I don't know how many years he has left, but he is their only shooter. On a team that likes to shoot and shoot the 3, run and gun, they don't have gunners. All right? We have to kind of face that. The team is flawed in that way. This is a basketball team that likes to run and gun, but they don't have the gun. They can run, they don't have the gun. They just don't. We have to live with that right now, all right, until Markelle Fultz either becomes something or doesn't, or maybe they make a move. Because the way it stands, this team's not going to do anything. So just remember that. The way it stands, I mean, don't expect this team to usurp the Bucks, the Celtics, or the Raptors this year. Because they what? Because individually they get better? No, it's just not going to happen. They have to make some moves. They have to acquire more personnel, like maybe a Bradley Beal, someone of that ilk. So we can talk till we're blue in the face about this team and what it's not and what it could be. It is what it is. They are who they are. And it's Markelle Fultz, in an indirect way, is holding them back. It directly, indirectly holding them back. Because if he was anything like the number one pick he was supposed to be, this would be a different situation. It would be a different team altogether. Then they'd have the big three, and they'd be filling in the big three with a J.J. Redick, which they would have. They'd have a four. They'd have Dario Saric, then becoming a complementary piece. I don't know about Robert Covington, but the problem is they don't have the three that they need. Two point guards, no shooters to be found of the two. And they have a superstar in the middle in Joel Embiid. All right, the team's flawed by design. It's flawed by design. They have a 6'11 point guard who's been a tremendous point guard. He can distribute. He can get to the rack. He's not the most natural of scorers, like maybe Fultz was supposed to be. He doesn't like to shoot. So they have a swing man drafted the number one pick overall to be a point guard or a shooting guard. Well, he can't shoot either. So now you have two point guards that sometimes play together. And I was talking to Devon about this. When you have your Chris Pauls and your James Hardens and only one ball to go around, you have to adapt and all that. That's great. But at least they both can shoot. So when one's handling the ball responsibilities, the other could be looking to get an open shot, looking for space, slashing, pick and roll, something like that. They can shoot. They have that in their arsenal. They don't have that in Sixerland. Ben Simmons either can't or won't shoot. Again, before the Lakers game, before the Clippers game, he was 1 of 9 from outside of 10 feet. So he's only taken 9 shots in 8 games outside of 10 feet and has made 1 of them. And we know Markelle Fultz is. He can score, he can slash, he can play defense. He can look very confident out there at times, not look like a second-year player. Or he's kind of a first-year player. It's a little debatable. But the team, it kind of is what it is. It's not a cop-out. It is what it is. They are who they are. Like in all sports, talk about teams that just aren't quite there. It mostly comes down to personnel. They don't have the personnel to hang with the Celtics. They don't have the overall personnel to hang with the Raptors. It didn't look like they had the personnel to hang with the Bucks the other night either, although those games were, as we talked about and Devon mentioned, they were on the road. Sixers are a different team at home. We know this. There's a lot of basketball left. A lot of basketball left. Just like there's a lot of football left. You know, we're going to get into the Eagles a little bit too and how Golden Tate changes the landscape of this team completely. Completely. We'll get to that on the other side. I'm Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. We're talking Sixers. We're talking Golden Tate. We'll talk a little Golden State if we want as well. And we're going to get into it. Going to get inside the numbers. Steve Callis, my man, is coming on at 10:20 to give his insights on what's going on in Eagle Land. And I'm going to dispel a myth. I'm going to dispel an Eagles myth about their defense on the other side. Stay with us. Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. Coming right back.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON. Doc Leon, 866-362-5366.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Catch all the games this season at Nick's Roast Beef Cotton. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and two 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends online at RoyalBilliard.com.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company, specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit BayMGMTGroup.com. That's BayMGMTGroup.com.
Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinchevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Ready to see your home with newfound clarity? Then choose GE Reveal LED light bulbs at Lowe's. GE Reveal bulbs filter out dull yellow light to enhance color and whiten whites for exceptional clarity at a much better value, starting at just $225 a bulb. And with our Love Your Light guarantee, if you don't love Reveal, return it for a full refund within 30 days. So when you're ready to make the switch, find GE Reveal at Lowe's, the only home center exclusively offering the full range of GE lighting.
When I have extra money, I love to spend it. But my principal financial rep told me,
investing your extra money could
give me more to spend later. You just
create a plan to determine what you want to invest, and then
I can spend what's left.
Within reason.
So while some say investing is
making your money work hard for you,
I say it's spending money on myself in the future.
Principal. Investments. Retirement. Insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company. Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIP.
Sports Talk for Blackwood and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. I was on with Devon Gibbons for about an hour, the hour crossover. He took off, did a great job as usual. You'll be hearing him on Sixers Basketball Radio on Sunday afternoon. As the Sixers play the Nets, playing Detroit, the Pistons tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll see if the Sixers can keep things going. Big win over the Clip Joint the other night. And a big game for Embiid. Simmons played well. Markelle Fultz played well. We're talking Sixers basketball. What do they need to do to advance? How disappointed are you in what they haven't done so far this year? Or are you cool with what you've seen? Is it what you've expected? We're also going to talk some Eagles football tonight. Golden Tate, I'm going to tell you how the acquisition of their newest wide receiver changes the entire landscape of the offense and maybe the entire complexion of this team. I'm also going to dispel a myth about Jim Schwartz and his defense the other night. When we get to it, 610-632-0975. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though, and go to Joe in Upper Darby on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Joe. Love the show.
Thanks, man. How are you?
Good, good. I wanted to talk to you about Golden Tate. Haven't heard you on since the tree, what you think about it. And to me, I think it's really going to open some things up, especially for Nelson Aguilar. I expect a big second half from him.
I love it. I love the trade. I haven't really got into it yet, but, you know, I love the trade. In terms of wide receivers out there, he'd be my number one choice. I know he plays a lot in the slot or has played a lot in the slot, but he can open things up. He can, he runs a lot of slants. He's very quick. He doesn't have explosive speed, but it can do a lot of those slant and goes, take it to the house. He's got great, great, great ability to gain yards after the catch. I think since 2000 and like 5 years ago, he leads the league in yards after the catch. He can do a lot of that. He's going to help Alshon Jeffrey a ton on the other side. He's also going to open up things for Zach Ertz. So I think it's going to be a huge acquisition for the Eagles.
He's going to help everybody. Basically, he's a guy that I think defenses, you know, during the week of preparation, they have to think about him. They're talking about him. So anytime you get somebody like that on the team, you know, we may start getting back more to scoring, you know, 30 points a game.
And that's, you know, like, and Joe, and I appreciate the call, man, that's exactly what they need to do, is to get back to scoring 30 points a game and stop blaming the defense for everything. Warren and Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Warren?
Evening, boss.
How are you, man?
I got to tell you, this is a guy who's just must have stepped in something, because lost for 3 years, I get it. Maybe he's a good teacher. But the system he wants to use does not work with the pieces he has. Last year, this team was maybe 25-23, and just like the NFL, there is no defense anymore. It's up and down the court. So if you're going to take three-point shots, that's how you play. It's up and down the court. So if you're going to do that, you need shooters. They got Bellinelli, they got Olsova, and I don't want to ever hear again that those guys didn't play D, because once we got those two, we went maybe something like 23-3, because what happened was, once they came in, our bench was deeper than anybody's other than Boston, we found out. But now you're basically, you got the two guys plus Redick. Fultz is not a factor yet, if he ever is. And when you have two point guards and neither one wants to shoot, it's the same as last year. I don't know what Simmons spent this summer doing. He either has a mental block. You've got to be able to take a 10 to 15 foot shot as a point, as a guard. If you can't, you shouldn't be playing. Ben Simmons is overrated till he takes that shot. I'm sorry. Because in the open court, when they're running, it looks great. But when that gets set up and Ben Simmons got the ball, it's basically, there's only two guys you can go to. I just think this team is so, they missed an opportunity. They should have done whatever they could to keep at least one of those two guys and gotten another piece, and they've been fine. But they've gone backwards. They're a best of four seed right now.
Yeah, I agree, Warren. I appreciate the phone call, man. That's good stuff. They were a different team when they had Bellinelli and Ilyasova. You know, I will say that. You know, was their defense better? They were deeper. They were clearly deeper, and they could shoot. That's what this coach likes to do: run and shoot, run and gun. Now they just run. They have no guns. They have J.J. Redick. That's about it. Markelle Fultz isn't a factor yet, and Ben Simmons won't shoot. Again, going into the clip joint game the other night, 1 of 9 from shots outside of 10 feet. 1 of 9 from shots out of 10 feet. All right, doesn't like to shoot. And I agree with Devon. I think he just doesn't want to look bad because he's not comfortable with it yet. You know, you're going to have to get comfortable with it at some point, son. You're going to have to keep shooting. You're going to have to start shooting, and you're going to have to keep shooting. You need that other weapon in your arsenal. Jay in North Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what's up with you, bro? How you doing
good,
tonight?
Good,
bro?
Man. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm a bit about Markelle real quick. We got to remember that he is still a rookie.
I'm sorry. Say that again, bro.
I said he's still a rookie in a league, so we have to remember that. Can you hear me pretty good?
I got you now.
I'm using my GPS. I hope you don't hear that. I apologize.
No, you're cool. You're cool. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, so he's a rookie in the league, so we got to give him that time to develop. It's taking time to develop.
He can't shoot.
We have to do that. But that's what I – and also with Golden Tate, I want to give Devon his props on that, because Devon called that a little while ago. We're going to do that. So – and my GPS is talking too loud, so I got to get off the phone.
All right, Jay, I appreciate the call, man. Devon, props for talking about Golden Tate, bringing him in. Was a name he threw out there? Then I didn't know that, but congratulations, Devon, because the Eagles did just that. They bring in Golden Tate. We bring in our go-to man right now. His name is Steve Callis from Callis Remarks with Joe Stazak and Steve Callis, our weekly podcast on my Facebook page. As we speak, my man Steven, how are you, my friend?
All good. Great to be with you as always, Joe.
You too, brother. It is the off week, so we're going to talk a little Sixers first, and then we'll get into football as we usually do, and we'll give our picks and everything, and then your assessment of where the team is after 8 games. But Sixers, we talked after the Toronto game. We talked about it on our podcast, how poorly they looked and how outclassed they were in Toronto. They haven't won a game on the road yet this year. They've won 5 at home, none on the road. They looked bad against the Bucks, against the Celtics, against the Raptors, even looked bad against Detroit, letting Blake Griffin drop 50 on them. They don't look like that team that was going to be ready, that we thought was going to make the next step this year. Where are you on the Sixers right now?
Well, I mean, it's not good. If you're going to be a really good team, you got to do what? You got to win on the road. I mean, they might go beat Brooklyn now on the road, and everyone will go, oh, they won a road game, but that's not high on the road game victory list as far as I'm concerned. But I think, you know, a bunch of your callers and Devon and you, you know, kind of been saying that Ben Simmons made some weird comments at the end of the year. You know, I'll work on what I have to work on. And then I heard him later say, oh, you know, it's going to take a while to improve my shot. But I don't think that's true. If in the summer you're taking 1,000 shots a day, I heard Reggie Miller on TNT the other day saying he took 500 shots before every game. Before every game.
Wow.
So if you want to improve your shooting, guess what? You got to shoot. But I don't see any confidence. It might be he doesn't want to look bad, but I think it's just a lack of confidence because he doesn't seem to be able to make a 15-footer. And unfortunately for Markelle Fultz, I mean, that first shot of the Toronto game, he's wide open in the corner, wide open three. He happily takes it. He misses it. And then he had three or four other chances to take the same shot, and he just said, no, 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 I'm not taking a shot. So the big picture problem, I think, for the Sixers is they're going to do to the Sixers, assuming they can get to a high level, and that's an assumption now. They're just going to pack it in like the Celtics did last year against Ben Simmons and dare him to take a 15-footer. Now, he was so good. He can put up numbers even when they pack it in, but that's not even the point. The point is you got to be able to get somebody to come out and play defense, and Markelle Fultz isn't doing it. Ben Simmons isn't doing it. And as a bunch of your callers have said, you know, they lost the two guys from last year, Bellinelli and Ilyasova, and that's a problem. And it's become, you know, the notion now that, oh, we're going to run and gun and shoot threes. Every team in the league, this is becoming a three-point shooting league. You got to see what's Golden State has revolutionized the league in 3 or 4 years. They've totally changed the league. Look what Houston did last year and almost beat Golden State. What did they do? They rained threes. Unfortunately for Houston, they had Trevor Ariza last year and they got, you know, Carmelo this year. And nobody understood the big difference because Ariza is one of the few guys who can play defense. But it's becoming a three-point shooting league totally. If you look at the numbers now to even 5 years ago, never mind 30 years ago, I mean, it's just unbelievable how the league has changed. But that's the analytics and that's the world of the NBA now.
So are they going to have to live with what they have, or does this team need a personnel facelift to be talked about or to be able to play with some of the other teams, the beasts of the East? I mean, can we expect Simmons to at some point adapt a jump shot and Markelle Fultz to somewhere gain confidence that he can knock down a three or two and be the guy we thought he was going to be?
Yeah, I wouldn't rely on the latter two. I just don't see. I mean, if Simmons worked all summer, I don't know if he did or didn't, but now he's already played 9 games and has shown no affinity to do it. And guess what? Just because he pulls up for a 15-footer, what are the odds of him making it now, given what we've seen in the stats you gave out, you know, for his 1-for-9 or 1-for-10 from 10 feet,
yep.
You know, maybe 25 feet, but 10 feet? And I don't think Fultz, I understand Fultz is still essentially a rookie. I totally get that. I understand he has other talents than shooting. But if you're playing alongside Simmons, and that was, you know, don't forget, people are now bad-mouthing the pick. But don't forget, before the pick, they needed a point guard who could really shoot it so he could start at shooting guard with Simmons and then move over to cover the point. Now, he's starting at shooting guard, essentially. If it's Simmons and Fultz in the backcourt, maybe you'll tell me there's no shooting guard because that's probably the truth. But when Simmons is off and off the court, you know, Fultz has played the point. But, you know, you had a caller before who said if neither of your point guards could shoot, and if you're playing them together, like starting the game, that's a recipe for not being victorious. So if you ask me, do I think they need a new move? Well, we both and many others thought they needed to make a big splash in free agency, and obviously they didn't. Maybe they think they're going to make a big splash in free agency next offseason. Maybe that's a possibility. But for this year, if you want them to be, frankly, as good as they were last year, I think you're going to have to make some kind of player personnel change. Because what's going to change? Is Fultz going to shoot better? Is Ben Simmons going to start making 15-footers? Even at the foul line, you're still kind of cringing when he's shooting.
Yeah, doubted on both of those.
Right, so you got two guys who you're kind of cringing when they're shooting, you know. But at least Simmons is a dominant enough player. He can get inside. He can do a lot of things. He can defend. He's still a star in my book. But to me, Embiid has taken a step up, and Simmons is level, even though that level is at a high point. But if you want to win in the playoffs and he can't make a jump shot, I'll say it again. Everyone's going to do what the Celtics did to them last year.
Yep, and that did not turn out well for the Sixers. They whiffed in free agency, and now here's what you're looking at. Like you said, Steve, it is what it is, and I don't expect to see great improvements from either of the two guys we just talked about. Now, one team that did make a splash, at least before the trade deadline, your Philadelphia Eagles, your team, your town. They bring in Golden Tate, all right, from Detroit, for a third-round pick. Now, I know he played a lot of slot in Detroit and in Seattle, but he can do some other things. He can play the outside. He's great with the ball after the catch. How does he change the dynamic of this offense?
He is such a good receiver. I cannot believe they got him. I mean,
yeah,
it's
I
even better than getting Jay Ajayi last year for a fourth. I mean, it's just, I don't know what Detroit's thinking. I don't know if there was a behind-the-scenes thing going on, but Golden Tate is so good, and he is such a weapon that he immediately makes their passing game and their offense better. If they can give Wentz enough time, this guy is going to change the game for them. Look, I think Washington's a phony favorite. I know we'll talk about that in the picks. They're 5-2. But I think the good thing for the Eagles is they're in a bad division this year. And even though they're 4-4, I think you'd still have to make them the favorites to win the NFC East. Now, if they can get their offense going, although I know we'll talk about the defense and you know, blitz, Jim, blitz. Somebody should fly a sign, an airplane over the stadium. Blitz, Jim, blitz. Because if you don't think last week's game was won because of the blitz, then I don't think you were really watching. You know, I went back and watched that game again, and whenever they put pressure. Now, you can't blitz every quarterback like you can blitz Blake Bortles. But you can blitz most quarterbacks. And you know, give them less time, knock them on their butts, get a few sacks. When the Eagles brought the blitz, I mean, Bortles was like, didn't know what to do. And when they got a four-man rush, yes, sometimes they get in on a four-man rush, but sometimes they don't. And if you're going to play that early in the game, you need to establish quickly whether you're getting in with four guys. And if you're not, forget five, bring six.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm texting you during the game, bring seven. And I know that's, you know, I go back to Todd Bowles when he was the Arizona defensive coordinator. And look, he hasn't been a great head coach with the Jets. But I remember watching Arizona just having the TV on, and they're blitzing like mad. And I'm like, who is this guy? Turned out to be Todd Bowles, you know, hasn't worked out at the Jets so far. But I think the blitz to put pressure on the quarterback is probably the most important thing. Now, if you're playing the superstar quarterback who can handle the blitz, you know, then you have to hopefully get the pressure with four. But I'll say it again. If you watched that game last week and didn't understand how important the blitz was, and I guess Jim Schwartz obviously did because he blitzed more than like he ever blitzes. But I think that's the new thing in the NFL as well. You got to get these guys on their butts. And the best way to do that, and the Eagles pass rush to me with four, you tell me if I'm wrong, doesn't seem as good as it was last year.
It's not.
It just doesn't seem as good. So if you don't have as good a pass rush as you had last year where you could get there with four, you better start blitzing. And guess what? You better do it earlier in the game. Don't wait till you're behind because then you're in trouble. I still think the Eagles will win the NFC East. I do think Washington's a phony favorite. So we'll see what happens. But it's been disappointing, but they've shown, you know, I think Wentz is much better than he was three or four games ago, frankly. I think that's just a function. Look at Deshaun Watson. They went 5 in a row in Texas. He's coming back from a major injury. They were 0-3. So I think both of these quarterbacks are improving, and I think that's directly related to how many games they've played after they've had a horrific injury last year.
All right, my friend, time for the dreaded pick section. At least when I give out my picks, it's dreaded, but not so much for you. You ran the table last week. Tell us what you liked and what hit last week, and what do you like this week?
Well, I did like the Eagles because Jacksonville's terrible. I don't know what happened to them, but they got a lot bigger problems than the Eagles had, so I like the Eagles in London, of course. I picked Washington over the Giants, and that's why I know a little more about Washington, because that was a horrific football game. That was like if two teams could lose a football game, they both should have lost, in my opinion. But Washington did cover. That was that weird line. The Giants were favored by one, or it was even. And I also like the Colts over the Raiders. I mean, maybe you just have to pick against the Raiders every week. It's kind of embarrassing after what happened to them last night against a rookie quarterback in San Francisco. But, you know, Luck has been putting up 400 yards a game, and, you know, they beat the Raiders 42-28. So 3-0 last week. It's that time of year, hopefully, where things have evened out a little. Although I think this week is pretty tough this week. But I got three games. I'm going the Vikings at home, 4.5 over the Lions. Again, I think the Lions are really hurt by losing Golden Tate, aside from other problems they have. I'm going with the Chiefs, 8.5 at Cleveland. I think the Cleveland, you thought their defense was better than it is. You thought they were a better team, and maybe they are, but now they fired the coach. They fired the offensive coordinator. Baker Mayfield's in the league for 10 minutes, and now he's got his second coach and second offensive coordinator already. So I just think it's a recipe for the Chiefs to blow them out. And then I'm going to take Atlanta getting 1.5 at Washington. And this is totally a watching the Washington Giant game, seeing two, in my opinion, terrible teams. The fact that one is 5-2 and the other is 1-7. If you watch the game and asked them what their records are, you would have said they were both like, you know, 1-6 or something. Now, Washington can't stop the run, so Matty Ryan's going to have to, you know, light it up. But he's got not only Julio Jones, but this Calvin Ridley is real good. So I'm going Minnesota -4.5, Kansas City -8.5. And Atlanta getting 1.5 at Washington.
Well, let's see if you can go 3-0 again this week, Steve. And nice job last week. Great job on the show as usual and on our podcast. We appreciate you joining the show, my friend. Have a great night, and we'll catch up with you. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. And Steve Callis from Callis Remarks, our podcast every week on my Facebook page as we speak. He likes the Vikes -4.5, the Chiefs -8.5. Atlanta -1.5. I like one of those games, and then I have a few other games. I'll give them out as the show rolls on. I struggled a little bit last week. I do like the games that I like this week. Much stronger plays, and I'll tell you what's been working for me and what hasn't been working for me and what I think will work this weekend coming up. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. A lot of people want to talk Sixers tonight. I'm a little surprised. Although it doesn't totally surprise me when things are going wrong. That seems to be when the subject volume goes up. And the Sixers, despite a big win over the Clippers, I think overall it's been malaise and a disappointment. And I agree with my man Steve Callis that, you know, they're going to need an uplift or a facelift, rather, because I think if we're just going to stand around and expect Markelle Fultz to develop a jump shot and Embiid to continue what he's doing while Ben Simmons is a superstar that he is without a jump shot, I think, you know, this team's going to be mired in, I can't say mediocrity because they're better than that. Whatever comes above mediocrity but below good, that's what this team's going to be going forward. So they whiffed in free agency, and I thought that Markelle Fultz would be the big difference this year, and he still could be. He still could be. All right, he had 16, 9, and 5 in 21 minutes last night, all right? I don't think they win that game because it got the lead shrunk, big Sixer lead shrunk in the second half, and then he steps on the floor and makes some things happen. They win the ball game, and due in large part to the way he played last night. So it still could happen, but I was talking about I needed him to be to turn into a star for this team to make a jump. And it's really going to come down to him this year if the Sixers are, you know, if their outlook's going up or outlook's going down. Right now it's kind of wavering, although it's leaning towards down because of what we talked about earlier and how the Celtics played them, how the Bucks played them, how Toronto played them. I should say outplayed them in the three games respectively I was talking about. They're 0-4 on the road. They're a different team at home, got to admit. So I guess until we see them play those teams at the Wells Fargo Center, I guess we can hold off judgment a little bit, but at least from what we've seen so far, they can't hang with the beasts of the East. All right, got to take another break. So hang in there, Jeff, Tommy, and John. We'll get you on in a little bit because I'm here till midnight, so there'll be plenty of time to talk more Sixers basketball, also talk more Eagles football and the pick segment coming up, Golden Tate, how he changes the outlook for this year, for this team, and also a little bit of a defensive myth with Jim Schwartz, the much maligned Jim Schwartz and this Eagle defense, all that coming up after the break. Joe Stazak on the Fanatic here till midnight. Stick around.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to TheBagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication, plus all study related care at no cost, and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
You wanted the best!
Friday, March 29th, 7:30, Wells Fargo Center.
Kiss
on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
History will be made.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. Includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include
include a ticket to your choice of three different Flyers games. But you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for three games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinsChevrolet.com. Elkins Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Hey guys, Double Visions gives you a chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road, Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit. Every day at Double Visions, all draft beers are only $3 until 3 in the afternoon.
When it comes to business insurance, business as usual just doesn't cut it, because there is nothing routine about managing risk, mitigating loss potential, or creating a customized business insurance solution at competitive prices. Expect more from your insurance partner. Choose Univest.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. Contact us today for a customized risk analysis, and we'll protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 1048 here at 97.5 The Planet. Joe Stasek in the house. Sam Fletcher behind the glass. Taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We're talking Sixers. We're talking Eagles tonight. We're talking anything you want to talk about. It is the bye week. What are you doing on the bye week? What you doing on the bye? What's tonight? Friday? So two more days, and then we have another 7 more days till the Dallas game. It's Dallas week starting in 2 days. 48 hours, it will be Dallas week. Actually, a little bit more than 24 hours. It'll be Dallas week, about 25 hours. Dallas week. Can they beat the boys? Can they start the second half of the season 5-4? Yes, they can. They have acquired Golden Tate, like Steve Callis, my man, said on the previous side. I'm still a little shocked Detroit was willing to give him up for a third-round pick. Some people think that's a little high because he is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. He's in the fifth year of a 5-year deal of $31 million. Can the Eagles keep him? I think they should try to keep him. I think they better do everything they can to keep him because he completely changes the landscape of how this team does business from here on out. No longer do you have to just worry about Alshon Jeffrey on one side. Now you have Golden Tate on the other side. Now you have to worry about both of them. Now you still have to worry about, you know, Zach Ertz. Nelson Aguilar can contribute now and do some things because things open up. Now that Golden Tate is a guy you have to watch on defense. You have the game plan for. You have the game plan for Tate, Jeffrey now, and Zach Ertz. I mean, now you have weapons. Now you have some weapons. Now we're talking. We're talking about an offense that really needs to pull their load because they haven't pulled their load so far. The defense, the much maligned defense, has given up 18.6 points per game this year. 18.6. I take that any day of the week, 5 times on Sunday. Give me that all season long. I'll take 18.6 points. You know what they gave up last year? For the season, 18.4, and they won a Super Bowl. They're giving up 18.6 points per game. They gave up 18.4 last year for the season, and they won the Super Bowl with that. They finished 13-3 with that number, 18.4. They're basically doing the same thing they did last year on defense, and we've been killing the defense because they haven't been able to shut down leads. That's why That's why the defense looks so bad. They've given up leads in the fourth quarter. But overall, the defense has really held their end of the bargain. It's the offense that has really let this team down so far. It's the offense. The Eagles, this year, offensively, 22nd in the league in total offense. And I'm only talking about points per game. Defensively, points per game. It's the only stat that matters on defense is points per game. And it's really the only stat that matters on offense. How many points you're putting up? 22.2. That's a disgrace. That's an absolute disgrace. They're 22nd in the league. Last year, they put up 29 points a game. One touchdown difference. One touchdown difference. Defense is playing like they played last year. Despite everyone who runs to rip Jim Schwartz's head off each week, despite all that, his defense is holding down the fort. They're holding down the fort, 18.6 points per game. You know, and you could look at those games that they gave up leads. They gave up a 14-point lead in the third quarter to Tennessee. But keep in mind, the offense did nothing from there on out. Had opportunities to win the game in regulation and in overtime. Took field goals. They took field goals. They have Carson Wentz. Remember, they have Carson Wentz. There's a guy named Carson Wentz. He quarterbacks his team. They've got Carson Wentz. Yeah, that's right. He does quarterback this team. To be great, you have to play great. All right? He's played very well this year, but there have been times he's come up way small. He's come up way small in the Tennessee game and way small in the Minnesota game, and way small, way, way small in the Carolina game. I heard guys on the air today talking about, you know, the grades that were given out to the Eagles, and Carson Wentz, someone gave him an A or A+. No. Sorry. No. You saw what he did on the last drive against Carolina? The selfishness, the selfish route he took, trying to find Alshon Jeffrey when he had Wendell Smallwood in the flat. Didn't take the first down when it was given to him. It was gift wrapped. He's played pretty damn good football, but he's come up small at the end of games. That's where quarterbacks make their bones. Fourth quarter and then overtime. That's where quarterbacks make their bones. This is going to help the offense. It's going to help the offense big time. Because without a running game to speak of, I mean, you can't expect them to run more just because you want them to run more. They still have Wendell Smallwood, Josh Adams, Corey Clement. Anyone there excite you? Yeah, Josh Adams had a nice game. He also fumbled the ball. Probably should have been a fumble. Got away with one. Could have changed the outcome of that game. This is going to change completely how this team, I should say, how this team winds up their day. Results. It's going to show up in the results because they're going to give up 18 points a game the rest of the way. They have the Giants. They have Washington. They have Dallas. You know who's worse than them in offense this year in the division? The Giants, Washington, Dallas. Washington scores a mere 20 points a game, 21 actually. Detroit or Dallas, 20. And the Giants, 19. Defense is going to, they have five games against those teams. Defense is going to play like they can. They also have the Saints and the Rams. And they have the Texans who are coming on. We'll see how they play in those games. You know, that's where they're going to make their mettle. They're going to make their bones in those games. But five of the games, they should give up same amount of points they've given up. It's the offense that needs to come through. The offense needs to do a better job of putting the ball in the end zone. Forget about field goals. Forget about running the football more. That's not going to happen, especially now that Carson has been given another weapon like Golden Tate. Are you serious? They're going to just throw short passes to him across the middle. They're going to count that as an extension of the run game, just like the Patriots do. Their short throws, Julian Edelman, Wes Walker, when he was there, Braxton Berrios, the next one. That's what they do. That's an extension of their running game. That is their running game. Besides the number of no-names who have come through there who have run the ball very well from them, Sonny Michel, you know, Deion Lewis, Corey Dillon. You know, you throw that Patriot jersey on, you become a superstar. But anyway, Golden Tate completely changes how this team's going to look in the second half of the season. 610-632-0975. Let's go out to my man Kevin in Wilmington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, man?
Well, I mean, I'm really looking forward to next Sunday, that's for sure.
I'm pumped. I hate the bye week.
I got to say, this whole edition, people are, you know, kind of down talking this whole Golden Tate thing, but
I don't know why. He's a big addition.
Man, I got to say, Howie Roseman really has defensive coordinators up at night. That's really what it is. And I feel like last year he had Jay Ajayi, and everyone was like, oh, my gosh, what do we do? And then, you know, adding Golden Tate is just a whole different ball game, man. He's not just a wide receiver, you know. We were all wondering, where's our running game at? Well, that man is going to be able to fulfill that role as well. And he's not going to just be running the ball. He's going to be out there passing, you know, getting at the end of the catches. And it's really something we all have to be really excited about. I think that's one of the things that we really need, especially when we have Mike Wallace possibly coming back and Sproulsy. And it's going to be really exciting to watch. And I think these actual players coming back is going to be a really big threat to the NFC.
Well, they have. I hear you, Kevin. I appreciate the call, man. They're going to have to make their run now. They've got to make their move soon. You know, they're behind the Redskins, who are 5-2. So they're two games ahead of the Eagles in the loss column, one in the win column. So I guess you can call them a game and a half ahead of the Birds. You know, that'll all even itself out. You know, I don't think the Skins are as good as their record says they are right now. I mean, you can argue that. All right, you are what your record says you are. They're 5-2, fine. All right, they were horrendous. They should have lost that game to the Giants. Giants were one of my plays last week just because the line told me to take the Giants. Giants were given a point. By Sunday, they were giving a point to the Redskins. Tell me that's not out of whack. That's one of those games where, one, you should stay away from. Two, it looked too easy to take Washington. It doesn't always work. The line theory doesn't always work. It didn't work this Sunday against the Redskins. But it easily could have. They were that bad. Both teams were horrific. Just horrific. Skins end up winning at 20-13. All right, good for them. It's a win. For this team, it's Dallas week. Dallas week. Tomorrow night at midnight. Here it starts. Five games with division rivals of the eight they have left. That favors the Eagles, at least for division all purposes. They need to win the division. Listen, forget about everything else. Forget about, you know, securing a home playoff game, securing a bye. First things first, win the division, and then we'll see what's what. Because this team, you know, doesn't have a lot of wow factor to it this year. If they get into the playoffs, I think that would be somewhat impressive, considering how they've played through eight games. They haven't looked like Super Bowl champions. They haven't played like Super Bowl champions. They haven't conducted their business like Super Bowl champions. But there's still a shot because they beat Jacksonville, because they're at 4-4, not 3-5, heading into the bye. They were done if they lost that game to Jacksonville. Kudos to them. Did a nice job. Carson Wentz finished a game. Finished a game with that drive and that touchdown pass to Zach Ertz. And the defense held after that. That's how you finish games. Had a big lead. Everyone thought, oh my gosh, here it goes again. Here they come. Jacksonville goes right down the field and scores. Think, here it comes again. This time they tightened up, went right down the field, scored a touchdown themselves, and then held up. Good job. Good job out of the Eagles. It's a shame they, you know, again, they let two games get away that they should never have let get away. You don't blow good teams don't blow 14 and 17 point leads in the second half. They just don't. Just shouldn't, can never happen. Not if you're a good team. Mediocre and bad teams do that. Good teams do not do that. So if you're wondering what I think of this team, they're an average team. And that's why their record is 4-4. They're an average team. They've done some good things. They've done some not so good things. They deserve where they are, 4-4. But I think this addition, this cat, this 9-year veteran, and he couldn't be happier, by the way. He could not be happier to be out of Detroit and into Philadelphia. Could not be happier. Can you blame him? Play with Matt Patricia and that crew. Now he's playing with the Super Bowl champion coach, Super Bowl champion offensive coordinator, Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator, Super Bowl champion personnel. And the kid's the real deal. He is the real deal. Listen, he's not Jerry Rice. He's not Antonio Brown. Don't expect those kinds of things. But I think since 2016, he's got, I can't remember the number, but he leads the world in yards after the catch. That's what he does. 2014? Since 2014. I'm sorry, I said 2016. Since 2014. I think it was something like 2,000 some yards after the catch. Yak, yak, yak. He's got great yak numbers. And he gives Carson Wentz another weapon to play with. Another weapon for Carson Wentz. Don't expect him to run the football more. They didn't bring in a running back. They brought in a wide receiver. All right? You think they needed help at running back? Sure did. Howie's not stupid. Howie talks to Doug. Howie watches Doug. Howie knows what Doug wants to do with his offense. Wants to put the ball in Carson Wentz's hands. Gives him a nice little toy to play with, nice new shiny toy to play with in Golden Tate. It's going to make a big difference in how this team looks in the second half of the season. Don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. Don't know if they're going to win a playoff game. I think they'll make the playoffs. Don't know how things are going to go after that because they have a lot of other problems. You do need to run the football to win in the postseason. You need to run the football. So they'll have to, I don't know what they're going to do there. Good luck, fellas. Maybe Terrence Sproles will come back and turn into, you know, Barry Sanders. Otherwise, they got Corey Clement, who's having a down year. Wendell Smallwood, who's having a decent year for Wendell Smallwood. And Josh Adams, who had a nice game against Jacksonville, but is a rookie. And he's a rookie. And did I mention he's a rookie? Yeah, don't get too high on Josh Adams or Wendell Smallwood or Corey Clement being like the workhorse guy. I know they like to do running back by committee. That's fine. But when your committee is made up of the three guys I just mentioned, don't count on having a good running game like they did last year. Remember, their two studs are gone. LeGarrette Blount in Detroit was a former teammate of Golden Tate now. The other guy's hurt. Jay Ajayi, hurt. Not coming back. Oh, it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun seeing what Carson Wentz can do with this new guy, this new cat. Guarantee you start putting up 30 points a game, you're not going to lose those big leads. Not going to lose those big leads. Defense doesn't give up that many points. They really don't. I just went through that. 18.6 points a game. Gave up 26 to Tennessee. That took them to overtime to do. Gave up 27 to Tampa. That game got away from them early. That's basically it. Gave up 12, 16, 16, 21, 18, 13 in the other six games. It's the offense that needs to click, to start clicking. And I think it's going to. With this kid, with this team, going to see a whole different new brand of offensive football. That's going to make the big difference in the second half of the season. Not the defense. Hasn't been the defense's problem. It's been the offense. You got that reversed if you think the defense has been this team's problem. It's been the offense. You guys can, you know, write home if you want about Carson Wentz, how he's played. He needs to finish games. He needs to put more points on the board. I don't want to hear about a knee injury. He's fine. He's been back. He's been fine since he's been back. He blew the Tennessee game. He blew the Carolina game. He's got to be better than that. Yeah, he's been good. He's got to be better. It certainly will help him along his way as the team looks to make the playoffs for the second consecutive season. Let's go to, let me see, Sean's been hanging in there, wants to talk about Golden Tate. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
We're talking about Golden Tate. Hey, is this Sean? Am I on the air?
You're on, bro.
Yeah, I actually think your screen, I got it wrong. This is James from Maid's Landing, but I don't want to talk about Golden Tate. I want to talk about how this Eagles team's good, but I remember the old-time team, the 95 team. That team is great. They had Rodney Pete, Ricky Waters, Fred McCrary, Fred Barnett, Calvin Williams.
All right, let's, what are we looking at? We're looking at Christian Pensalk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Joe.
How you doing, man?
Drugs will kill you. Tell that kid to pull over.
Yeah, he shouldn't be talking and driving or whatever he's doing. What an idiot. What an idiot.
Like my dad always said, if you act like a jackass, you're going to treat you like a jackass. But
right?
At the end of the day, I'm not too concerned. I usually agree with you, and you donate to my autism for my son when we had a friendly bet.
Sure.
At the end of the day, I don't know, man. I just think you might be like Debbie Downer. And I'm usually you're the positive, back in the day, little Floyd, little Jimi Hendrix. And you're like, well, the Eagles are going to do this.
Wait, what am I down? I said they're going to make the playoffs. What am I downing?
Yeah, well, they win 10 games easily, their last eight.
10 games, that means they'd have to win six of the next eight.
Six out of the next eight, 6-2, and they'll win it convincingly, half of them by at least 5 points or more.
They're going to win every one of their divisional games, I assume.
They're going to lose to Houston.
Okay.
And I believe, it's funny. I think they get the Rams. I think they beat the Rams, but they don't beat the Saints. That might be the checkmate, the dagger. The breeze kills us. I don't remember last. In the playoffs, when they come up and beat Ram, how old is Breeze anyway? Didn't he beat Randall in the playoffs? I'm like, well, dude, he's like 95 years old, and all he does is throw touchdowns.
He beat Jeff Garcia that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just think that guy at home in Louisiana, you don't beat him, man.
He's tough there. He really is tough there in the bayou.
You'll get Goff. Goff's a young kid. You can do some. Some thrifty things.
The team's pretty good. You watch the Rams this year?
Oh, yeah, but guess what? You're telling me the Packers had them on the ropes and less for that safety, and the Eagles ain't significantly better than the Packers? If we play the Packers, six times. We'll beat them 4 out of 6 by 10.
Yeah, I don't think the Packers are much. Aaron Rodgers had himself a day.
Well, put it this way. You pull Aaron Rodgers off there, and you even give them McNabb back in the day. They're not winning no games. They have no talent.
Yeah, but they have Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. So, and guess what? Carson Wentz, he's in the last one. He's in the top 8 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, Joe.
So where am I being down?
Well, you keep on saying, this guy isn't this and this guy isn't that. And we're only going to go to the playoffs and Carson Wentz got to play better.
He does.
The kid's got, what, 10 or 12 touchdowns with 2 interceptions? He is the highest ranking and he's coming off of an injury, a significant one, in 8 months.
I don't care. He's 3-3. That's not good enough. I don't care. He's 3-3.
Here's the problem, Joe. He's not 3-3.
Yeah, he is.
Wearing my sunglasses at night is 3-3.
He's 3-3. Jim Schwartz, it hasn't been the defense. It's been the offense. It's Chris. Look at the numbers. It's been the offense, Chris.
Okay, Joe, and I know I'm tied up for time, so I'll let you off with this. Don't look at the points. Look at the time and look at playing at the sticks. They give up so many possessions. It's not even funny because Jim Schwartz wants to play it safe.
Chris,
no way, Joe. I disagree.
That's
I
fine.
Love you, buddy. Jimmy Schwartz wearing my sunglasses tonight. I would zip him today. I put a ball right in the back of his head.
Chris, you talking about putting a ball in the back of his head? It is about points. It's not about the sticks. It's about points. And Carson Wentz is 3-3. Yes, his numbers are good. His win-loss total is 3-3. Okay, I don't want to hear it. He's 3-3. Better quarterback wins the Tennessee game, and a better job of quarterbacking wins the Carolina game. He's 3-3. I'm not downing Carson Wentz. I'm saying he has to play better. Don't tell me I'm being down on Carson Wentz. I'm calling it like it is. He's 3-3 this year. He's played pretty well. He needed to play better in a couple of those games. He's 3-3. Sean and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, Joe?
All right, man.
I'm doing good, buddy. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these callers, man. I'm totally with you. Carson Wentz definitely needs to step up here. I mean, we could easily be 2-6 here. I mean, but
sure.
Obviously we're not. We're 4-4, and Carson Wentz has a little bit to do with that. But I think more so, it's been a team effort, and that's why I'm excited with the whole Golden Tate trade, because I think it's going to give our offense more of a balanced attack to open things up for not only the receiving options, but also our running game, where we've been kind of lacking a little bit.
Yeah, well, don't get too excited that the running game's going to turn into something that they're not, because they still have, at the end of the day, you're still looking at Josh Adams, Corey Clement, and Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah, no, those things don't wow me either, but at least it gives another weapon out there in the field that, you know, the teams have to concentrate on, and, you know, maybe they won't, you know, they'll be a little bit more hesitant to think we're going to run the ball now, you know, I don't know.
Well, let's hope it does something to the run game. I don't know if they're going to run the ball more because, Sean, they've now given Carson Wentz a new toy, another toy to play with. And Doug Peterson likes the ball in Carson Wentz's hands. And I don't blame him, especially because they don't have Ajayi and they don't have Blunt this year to rely on. So I don't blame him, but don't get too excited that the running game is going to really kind of be, it's going to be a balanced thing this year going forward, because I don't think they trust their running game. And someone they do trust, they just gave a new toy to.
And I'm happy with that, too. So either way, I think it's a win-win situation.
I hope so. I appreciate it, Sean. I think it's going to do worlds for this team in the second half of the year. Worlds for this team in the second half of the year. By the way, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Joe Stazak, here till midnight tonight, taking your calls, 610-632-0975. Ryan in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, man? Good show.
Thanks, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're being a little tough on that, Carson.
Am I being a little tough on him?
A little bit. I mean, he just came back.
I take that Carolina loss very personally. Sorry.
I mean, he's got no way. I mean, I think going forward, I think you had to give him a few games to get his mojo back, correct? And now he's got a weapon. He had no weapons. You had to admit, it was an Ertz Wentz show, and that's easy to shut down when you have one guy.
Well, they have Jeffrey. Jeffrey hasn't been shut down. Jeffrey's been a stud. He's been a weapon.
But you think they had enough weapons before that?
Do they have enough? No, I do not.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, a little tough on them. I don't disagree with you, but I think you have to admit you're being a little tough. I mean, the defense blew to one game. They come on. I mean, they let him back in. They didn't score all game, and then he changes his. Why do they change? Why do they go to the prevent? Just finish the
ball. He had the ball on the 22-yard line with four downs to play with.
I understand. Agreed. But you have to agree that they also changed their defensive philosophy, which also cost them. It wasn't just
for three quarters they gave up no points. I mean, they're going to give up some points during a football game. Listen, I don't absolve them from anything. They gave up a 17-point lead. I get it, but the offense also had the ball back at times. You know, when it was 17-6, they had the ball back. When it was 17-14, they had the ball back. When it was 21-17, they had the ball back, and they didn't do anything with it.
Did you agree that they should have changed philosophy at that point?
I never believe in that.
All right. So I guess we agree. I just think you're being I aim it a little bit more towards the defense.
I know. A lot of people do. That's why I think it's a myth, and I appreciate it, Ryan. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for listening this late. I think that's a myth, that the defense has been the problem with this team. I'm not letting the offense off the hook. Again, when it was 17-6, the offense got the ball back. When it was 17-14, the offense got the ball back. When it was 21-17, the offense got the ball back. Not only that, they got to the 22-yard line with a franchise quarterback. Don't tell me it was only the defense that let that game down. Got to score more than 17 points. Defense was flawless for three quarters. That offense had every opportunity to seal that game, put it away. How often do you go through a game scoreless in the NFL? You're going to give up some points. Yeah, they gave up three on three straight possessions. I get all that, but you also had the ball back three times with all your timeouts to do some things. You did nothing with them. 610-632-0975. Rick in the Northeast, you're on 97.5. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
How are you, man?
I totally understand what you're saying. But come on now. Like, he's not playing defense either. I mean, them drives with Mariota in the Tennessee game at the very end, them three-fourth downs, the secondary's got issues, man. I mean, I get, look, three quarters of play, they got to give up points sometimes to the defense. But, I mean, not at that time. I mean, you're giving them up at the wrong times. Even the game with Carolina, I mean, that whole fourth quarter, I mean, it was just like boom, boom, boom. I mean, points. I mean, with Cam Newton in the end, like, you know, at the end of the game. I mean, like I said, you're right. I know he's got to play better, yet, I mean, we got to look at that secondary. I mean, it's giving us...
Oh, I don't believe me. I don't absolve them. I think they've done some horrific things so far. I mean, they've been horrific at times, the secondary. I mean, I'm not trying to paint this picture like, oh, the defense has been great. Absolutely. It's all the offense's problem. I get all the problems in the defense, and I'm just as frustrated as everyone else that they gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter, and they gave up, you know, a 14-point lead to Tennessee, and how they play soft, and they don't play press, and, you know, they don't blitz enough. I get all those problems. I was just saying at the end of the day, they only give up 18 points a game, and you should be able to win more games than not by giving up 18 points a game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like I said, I just... You know, it just seems like we're giving up the points at the wrong time. That's all. I mean,
That's true. Well, they need to then, and I appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you for calling. I just think they need to score more points at the right time. It's pretty simple. They haven't played great on either side of the football. But, I mean, they are in the top. Now, stats will show that the Eagles are, what is the official number? The official number is 19.5. They give up 19.5 points a game through eight games. That leaves them at seventh overall in the league. Now, they accounted for 7 points that the offense gave up. The Linville Joseph touchdown for the Vikings. See, that's just a point against. So they're counting that as a point against. I don't count that. So the defense has actually only given up 18.6 points per game, which puts them at third, actually right behind the Tennessee Titans. It puts them at fourth in the league in points allowed. I love Carson Wentz. Let me get that out there. I love Carson Wentz. There are very few other quarterbacks I'd rather have than Carson Wentz. There's some, but few. I'm not trying to kill Carson Wentz, but I think he seems to slide through some criticism, especially in some of the games that they've lost. I'll give it to him where it's due. He did a great job against Jacksonville, not letting that game slip away. Brought him right down the field, 75 yards, touchdown to Zach Ertz, ball game. He's got to do that. He's got to do that more often. Sometimes you are called upon to do something above and beyond what you've already done that game. May not be that fair, but you're the quarterback. You've decided to play quarterback. That's why you get all the money. There are times, see, you thought that game was sealed away at 17-0. You played played pretty well. Didn't turn the football over. Got your team 17 points. Uh-oh. Three touchdowns in a row by Cam Newton and company. Looks like I'm going to have to now put my Carson Wentz hat back on, get out there and do some things. I thought the game was in the bag. I thought I had done enough to secure a victory for my team. Guess what? You've got to do more now. You're the franchise quarterback. There are times where you're going to be put in positions that maybe are uncomfortable for you. I get it. That's why you're the franchise quarterback. That's why Brady is Brady. You think Brady doesn't score there? That's automatic for guys like that. That's what it has to become to Carson Wentz if Carson Wentz is going to be considered one of the great ones. Got to punch that ball in. You got to punch that ball in overtime versus Tennessee. Not give them a chance to go the length of the field and score on your defense, who, if you haven't noticed, has collapsed and is letting Marcus Mariota do whatever he wants to you. You've got to score that football. Forget about Mike Groh and his BS. Well, we put up enough points. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Mike. You know why? You know how I can tell you didn't put up enough points? Because you lost the football game. Tennessee scored a touchdown. You scored a field goal. Don't give me that crap. I don't want to hear that. That's how you can tell that you didn't score enough points in the football game. I don't care if you left the field with the lead. You didn't leave the field till the clock read zero. And at zero, you didn't leave the field with the lead. That's the only time you should leave the field with the lead, is when the clock reads zero. If it hasn't read zero yet, then shut your bleeping mouth. You didn't do enough to secure a victory that game. This offense is where the problem lies for this team, and I think this acquisition will go a long way into turning the season around for the offense. 610-632-0975. If you want to chime in, I'm here till midnight tonight. My name is Joe Stazak, and we are coming right back after this.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. Football's back, but that's only the second best news I've got for you today, because, as you know, FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of, finally. FanDuel Sportsbook, they have all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you're only going to be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code, Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code, Jason, to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torty and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal. Get fast, reliable internet and add TV and voice for only $34.90 more per month. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
You wanted the best! Well, you got the best!
Friday, March 29th, 7:30, Wells Fargo Center.
Kiss
on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
History will be made.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pure Selfs Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke. Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Sports Talk for Phoenixville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stazak here. It is approaching 11:30 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Rodney McLeod, he's out for the year, but he has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. Two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd, is what you will win against Washington. Field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck. You'll get to meet Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we do hope you will contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com. All right, we're talking Eagles football, talking Sixers basketball as well. I'll be here tomorrow night with D. Lineham from 7 to 10:20. We'll be talking about the Sixers game with D as they play Detroit tomorrow at 1 p.m. You know, looking at Golden Tate, some of his numbers, he has 490 catch seasons in a row since 2014. 490 catch seasons. This year so far, he's got 44 catches on 69 targets, 517 yards, got 3 touchdowns. He averages a late 11.8 yards per catch. I know people, I've heard some criticism. Well, you know, like, don't love the move because, you know, they have to give up a third-round pick, and it's only a rental. So I did some looking at some of the third-round picks that the Eagles have had since basically 1999, since the Donovan years. So we go back. I'm looking at I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Doug Branizak. He was the third-round pick in 99. They had none in 2000. Derek Burgess in 2001, he turned into be a good ball player. Brian Westbrook, of course. Billy McMullen. Matt Ware. Ryan Moats. Chris Gokong, no. Stu Bradley could play, but he got hurt and then couldn't play anymore. Tony Hunt, no. Brian Smith, no. Daniel Tino Nesheim, sorry, Daniel, I'm rest in peace, but no. 2011, it was Curtis Marsh. No. 2012, Nick Foles. All right, Super Bowl MVP there. He can hardly argue with that third-round pick. Benny Logan in 2013, he could play when he was here for the first few years of his rookie deal. Josh Huff, no. Jordan Hicks, yes. Isaac Seumalo, yes. Rasul Douglas, jury's still out on Rasul Douglas, but he looks like he's a yes. And none in 2018. So there you have it. There's your third-round draft picks. Nothing exactly earth-shattering there. So worrying about giving away a third-round pick when they have, I think, they still have 11 picks next year. I think they'll be okay. I think the Eagles will be okay. But having Golden Tate on this team certainly improves what you're looking at going downfield, and certainly improves the environment for Carson Wentz, as he now has Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, and Golden Tate. Three of his targets that he'll be throwing to have been most successful in this league so far. And, you know, Golden Tate, again, his numbers since 2014, most yards after the catch. He's had 1,000-yard years in 2014, 2016, 2017. Last year, he had 1,003 yards. His longs, 52, 51, 80, 73, 71. He can take it to the house. And he loves being here. He just loves being a Philadelphia Eagle. You like that. He's going to fit in well in the locker room. And how he's got to, you know, start doing his due diligence in terms of how to rework the numbers to get him to sign here again. He's on a 5-year deal, $31 million. He's on the 5th year of it. He becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. And I know the Eagles will be looking to re-sign him if they can. You won't see a lot of two tight end sets now. So you'll see 11 personnel, which is one tight end and one running back. And you'll see the two wide receivers in Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, possibly in the slot. I mean, that's a decent lineup you're throwing out now. You're throwing out some weapons, some offensive weapons to get this team going, because it hasn't been the defense. The defense hasn't been the problem. Although they are much maligned because of some of the things they've done or haven't done, haven't held down leads, haven't blitzed as much as they should have, haven't played as tight as they should have. Yeah, there are things the defense has done this year that just makes you want to pull your hair out. Because Jim Schwartz can't or won't adapt. He's very rigid in his philosophy of rushing 4 and dropping back 7. I think if he'd learned anything in the Jacksonville game is that you have to bring people. You have to bring people to get home sometimes. For whatever reason, the front 4 have not been getting home like they did last year. I can't believe it's just because of the loss of Tim Jernigan. I can't believe that. Still have Brandon Graham, who needs to step up his game. Chris Long had a sack and a half last game, but he still needs to step up his game. Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox. I mean, they have the weapons. They have the talent. They just haven't been able to get home. So, Jim, if you're listening, keep bringing people. Keep bringing people. And it seemed like when he stopped last week, because he did some of it in the first half, but it seemed like he stopped in the beginning of the second half. That's when Jacksonville started to move the football again. And Blake Bortles started to, you know, use his legs to move the chains. You know, it wasn't that hard to slip out of the 4-man front and break contain. And Blake Bortles is a guy who can run the football. It's like Mariota did against them. Got to be able to adjust. Got to be able to adapt. But I think that this move is really going to do wonders for this offense. It's just been a struggling offense. You know, everyone could talk about how well Carson Wentz has played and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but overall, the offense has scored 22.2 points per game. That's a touchdown less than last year. Think about that. A touchdown less. They were in the top 3 in scoring last year. Now they're 22nd in the league in scoring. That running game is non-existent anymore, so don't count on it. Just don't count on the running game. I know they got 91 yards out of it last week. They have no one to bust out a big play. I think Adams had a 21-yard gain. That was, I think, the biggest run from scrimmage this year for this team. It's a team that really lacks weapons in the backfield. They don't have that home run guy. Because oftentimes a running back, even Adrian Peterson, it'd be like 3 yards here, 2 yards there, minus a yard here, 4 yards here, 2 yards here, and then boom, a 55-yard run. Then 4 more yards, 6 yards, minus 2 yards, 3 yards, and boom, a 26-yard run. Next thing you know, he's got 100 yards on the drive, or close to it. So that's how those numbers get up there. It's not because guys are carrying the ball 15 times a game for 3 yards a clip. That would be 45 yards. Yeah. Because those guys hit home runs. Give them the ball enough, they're going to hit home runs. They don't have home run hitters on this team. Not running the football. Had them last year. If you think LeGarrette Blount wasn't a home run hitter, just watch the Super Bowl. Just watch the Super Bowl. They miss LeGarrette Blount big time. And I don't want to hear, oh, he's only rushing two yards a carry this year, 2.7 yards a carry. He's playing with Detroit behind a bad offensive line in a bad system. Under a system with, you know, Matt Patricia and a quarterback they'd like to throw a lot. Of course, they're going to throw a lot less now without Golden Tate. But don't get caught up in that. He is a big reason this team has not been offensively prolific this year. And Ajayi as well. See, if Ajayi was healthy, they could get by without Blount. If he was healthy, he's out for the year, not playing now with a torn MCL or ACL. I mean, he's done. But he also had the back injury. He also had the knee before that. I mean, he was already banged up before he fumbled that ball away in the Minnesota game and tore his ACL in the same play. So they lost him. They had given up Blount. They lost him. All right, you know, you could say Howie didn't do a good job seeing that coming, and I'll agree with you there. They didn't pick up a running back. They didn't pick up one before the trade deadline either. That tells you something, because really what they need or needed is a running back. But I'm glad they did what they did, because there were no star running backs out there, unless you're talking about Le'Veon Bell, which they were not going to get. They weren't getting Le'Veon Bell. So Golden Tate, to acquire him, to be an extension of the running game, and to be a guy who can, you know, exploit defenses. He's not a blow the top off the defense kind of guy often, but he can catch and take it to the house. He can definitely do that, and you're going to see it. You're going to see it the second half of the season. This offense needs to get back to scoring 28 points a game, 29 points a game, 26 points a game. And they're going to be fine if they can do that. If they can do that, this team will be fine, and they will make the playoffs. I don't guarantee any playoff wins or bye weeks or home playoff games. They just need to get to the playoffs. They can do that now with the team they have. I wasn't sure before this. I am sure now this team is the odds-on favorite to win the division, despite the fact the Washington Redskins are a game and a half in front out in the East. Philadelphia Eagles are now the odds-on favorite to win the division. They have 5 division games left. 5 of them left with Washington, 2 with Washington, 1 with the Giants, 2 with Dallas. Dallas game is first up next Sunday night. Got to take another break. Coming right back after this, Matt and Ben Salem, hang in there. We'll get to you on the other side. A couple open phone lines right now, folks. One more segment to go. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic. Come right back.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the Ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Fanatic fan favorite.
Catch all the games this season at Nick's Roast Beef Cotton. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and two 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends online at royalbilliard.com.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company, specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. Includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House Package is available now for select October and November games. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game, plus all-inclusive food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House located on ice level. You can't beat this incredible package at an all-for-one price. Grab Corona Extra Beach House packages today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner. And every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment, and we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh,
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak here, taking you home tonight. One more segment to go. Talking Eagles football. Talked a lot of Sixers tonight. Talked with Devon Gibbons for about an hour in the crossover hour. Came out of that. You know, I'm watching the Golden State Warriors, not actually watching it. It's on the screen in our studio. And watching them, I know Minnesota's hanging with them tonight, at least for a half. But they are fun to watch. They are fun to watch. You know, it was like 6-4 Minnesota. And I was in there watching the game with Sam Fletcher at a break. And three trips. Boom, 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 boom. It's 13-6 Golden State. Just like that. I mean, give Minnesota credit. They've hung in there and hung with them. It's in Golden State tonight, the game. But it's amazing how quickly they can get away from you if you're not careful. That's what like a real basketball team looks like. I know we're talking about maybe one of the greatest dynasties ever assembled, but that's a team that can shoot. It is a big difference between a team that can shoot and a team that can't shoot. All right, Sixers are a team that can't shoot. All right, they can't shoot, and then they have a couple guys who won't shoot. So not only do they can't shoot, there are two guys on the team that won't shoot. How are you going to be a team that likes to shoot when you can't shoot or won't shoot? It doesn't make sense. But anyway, we're talking Eagles football. And I was talking about, and I didn't think I was being too hard on Carson Wentz. I think the love affair is great for Carson Wentz in this town. I think it's fantastic. I love Carson Wentz, but I'm going to call it like I see it, and I think the defense took too many hits on these games that they lost when the offense, I thought, should also take a lot of the criticism. A lot of the criticism. I don't want to get into a bash Carson Wentz night because he doesn't deserve to be bashed, but the defense takes a lot of hits, and they're really doing their job this year. 18.6 points per game. It's good enough for fourth in the league. The offense is 22nd in the league in 22 points per game, 22.2 points per game. They were 29 points per game at this point last year in the season. They were about third in the league. Offense has been given another weapon to play with, another weapon that I think will shine and help this offense shine. One player is going to make a difference in the second half of this season. I still can't believe they got Golden Tate. Think about it. Of the receivers out there who were, I mean, Demaryius Thomas went to the Texans. Okay. It's fine. But Golden Tate, you got Detroit to give up Golden Tate for a third round pick. I mean, they must be packing it in. Just packing it in. Looking for those picks to build your franchise because Matt Patricia's the right guy to do that, right? Please. Stop. And he's criticizing reporters for the way they're sitting in the front row, their legs crossed, hanging out. I mean, get a mirror, Matt. All right, someone should get Matt Patricia a mirror. I mean, you got to be kidding, Detroit. No wonder Golden Tate is so happy he's out of there. So happy he's out of there. Matt and Ben Salem on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matthew? Matt. Matty there, bro?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Good, buddy. How you doing tonight? Losing you. Say that again, bro.
Oh, you there?
I'm here, man.
All right. First off, I love listening to you, man.
Thank you.
Got a great show going on.
Thanks, pal.
I have two Eagles points.
Yeah.
The first one, not as big as the second one, but the first one is it's about the Eagles fans.
Yeah.
I have lived, you know, because of the United States Marine Corps, I have gotten to live all over this great country of ours.
Yeah.
And there is nothing like Eagles fans.
They're great.
We are the most bipolar, crazy fans you will ever meet, which is great.
They travel
but my
well.
Actual Eagles, absolutely. But my actual Eagles point is, I've been saying this since Rodney McLeod went down. He was a missile going after people. Now, did he always hit? No, he didn't always hit his target. But people were scared to catch the ball when he was back there. And I feel like that's affecting our defense going forward. I'm going to hang up now and let you talk about that point.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
great talking to you, pal. Thank you very much. There is something to be said for intimidation in the secondary. Like when B-Doc was here, Make no mistake about it. I know these wide receivers, they're nuts by design, and so you know there's only very few human beings that are that crazy to be wide receivers. It takes a special brand of an individual to be a wide receiver in the National Football League at that level, knowing you are going to get blasted. You have to catch a football coming at a high rate of speed as you're traveling at a high rate of speed, catch the football, either continue to run with it or bring it down and brace yourself for impact. Rodney McLeod was a hitter. He was a sticker. And I think there's something to be said for that. Because when you don't have a guy back there that makes a wide receiver, just take a quick look to see where you are. See, once you get a guy off his game a little bit, once you get a guy just a little bit off his game, where he starts thinking about you instead of him, instead of what he's supposed to do, just for a second, a split second, you've won that battle. You've won that battle. Next thing you know, he'll be short-arming the ball. He'll be alligator-arming the ball. He'll be trying to catch the ball and get down, drop the ball, try to run before he catches the ball. I mean, you've won that battle if you can get into his head and get him thinking about what he's doing less than what you're doing. So I think there's something to be said for that. There was something to be said when Brian Dawkins was here, Steve Atwater, when he was roaming free for the Denver Broncos, guys like that, John Lynch, you know, guys like that, real stickers, Jack Tatum, guys like that in the secondary, when you know you're about to get blasted, makes you think twice, makes you think twice. How about Todd Pinkston? Remember him short-arming that ball in Washington that Monday night? What an embarrassment that was. I can hardly blame him, but I'm not out there. I'm not a wide receiver. I didn't choose that profession. I wish I did, but I didn't. So, yeah, I got to be a little critical then. If you're going to choose that position, you can't be alligator arming the ball. You can't be short arming passes at that level. Just can't do it. Hey, we got to wrap up, don't we? We got to wrap up. I'll give my picks out tomorrow. One game that I did like, I'll give out tonight, that Steve Callis also liked to give out his picks. I do like Atlanta over Washington. Atlanta's getting 1.5. I like them over the Washington Redskins. Washington can stop the run, but I think Matt Ryan and that squad has really kind of found themselves a little bit. They're starting to come on like they did last year, like they did the previous year. I know they don't have Kyle Shanahan anymore, but their offense is still something to be reckoned with. I think that Washington will get exposed a little bit this weekend. So I like the Falcons to win the game outright over Washington. They are getting 1.5. No, I'm sorry. Atlanta's laying 1.5 to Washington. I like them to cover that game on Sunday versus the Redskins. Eagles, Dallas, I don't have a feel for that game yet. I'll give you my other picks when I see you tomorrow, when I talk to you tomorrow. I'll be with D-Line tomorrow night. We'll get in a little football talk, and we'll get in our picks, and you'll have them before Sunday begins. And you can do with them what you will. They are for entertainment purposes only. Hey, appreciate everyone listening tonight. Thanks for everything. Thanks for Sam Fletcher for staying this late, getting it done, getting us in and out of breaks, on the air, playing all the good tunes coming back from break. Thanks to all the fans for listening. Thanks to Steve Callis for chiming in, giving us his thoughts on the Sixers and on the Eagles. Got to go, folks. I'm back tomorrow night with D-Liner from 7 to 10:20 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great night, everyone. I'll talk to you then. Late.